It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a second from all this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Dead Dog 47, Evie from HR, Genesis, Remington Cloutier, and Cass. We have our NCPD officer Klingster, our solo patron Cavett, and our cyber psycho patron, the Seven Sins. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Now let's dive back into some more chaos.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I'm your host and referee, Aaron. And joining me are our three compatriots, starting with Daniel.
Daniel, I play Sharpshot, the solo who uses a sniper rifle and not the medtech known as Lacerate.
God damn it. I knew he was going to do it.
I'm going to keep bringing that up because you kept calling me Lacerate.
You're adopted.
Well, we can't clarify if Sharpshot is or not, but
definitely all your characters are adopted from now on.
Likely story. Ariel?
I feel like you're projecting. No.
I am.
I'm Ariel. I play the Nomad driver Octane. And I just want to say the last episode that I edited, you had said Lacerate like 7 times.
So. You counted them?
Maybe.
That was it? Just 7? I feel like it was way more, but damn.
And Toasty also said Lacerate once, or was starting to.
I said corrected myself. It's fine.
Yeah, you did. You did.
See, I'm not the only one.
Maybe if you didn't fuck it up so much, I would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. He's guilty by association.
Anyways, I'm Toasty. Play Mono. I was going to fucking obliterate some shit today.
Well, with all the introductions out of the way, I guess it's time for our recap. So last episode, you three decided it's time to go and start this mission. You met up directly where the convoy was about to pass through, and you were told to hit it for the best results. When you began attacking the convoy, everything seemed to be going your way. That was until the back end of the convoy opened up and a large dragon-like claw stomped its way out the back.
To which Octane blew it up and nice they
try.
Won. So.
Nice try.
Oh, you're right. Mono blew it up.
Yeah, we won.
And we won.
No, no. You just don't want to fight this thing.
I think this is Dungeons.
I'm fine fighting it, bud.
It's a dragon.
We're just trying to make this easier on you.
Oh, okay.
Did Blitz have babies with the dragon? Is this his baby? We're about to fight.
This is the recap. You are taking over the recap.
Oh,
it's
man.
Also fan theories.
God damn it. So, while we dive in, Octane, your foot is to the floor. You are driving directly at this convoy. And Mono, you are in the turret.
Yeah.
And you see this thing first.
So, okay.
Lacerate.
Boom.
Fuck, I didn't think he was going to catch it. All right, sharp shot. Sharp shot, you are in the passenger seat, and you also catch a glimpse of this thing. As it fully comes out, and you feel the vibrations from each step it takes, you see that it is a full Borg. Every single limb that could be replaced on this person is completely replaced. Four appendages hanging off of its body. Two looks like oversized wolver claws and two very, very big fists. It is a fully functioning, heavy-duty beta exoskeleton. I will leave it to you three. It is about 200 yards from you.
Excellent. We're coming straight at it, right?
No, it is slightly off to the right, so you have a clean shot.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm going to lean back towards Octane because I have a sniper rifle, and we'll take a shot at it.
Okay, so you're going to post up on the door and stick the sniper out the window and take a shot?
That is a 26.
That's a hit. Roll me some damage.
And this is armor-piercing round, of course. So 15. That's an armor-piercing round.
15 damage.
Yes.
Okay. So it takes the shot, and it just kind of flinches.
That's fine.
You hit it right in the shoulder, and you see sparks, and it just kind of flinches a bit, and you've got its attention. So it charges towards you and lifts its wrist. It is going to be firing at you a rocket.
Can I evade with the car?
You may evade, yes.
Yes. It's a 22.
You barely got it.
Ooh.
As you dodge out of the way, the explosion hits right next to you. You dodge to the left, the explosion shatters, and Mono, your ears are ringing from this. It is a massive explosion, and as you're trying to cock the car back into your control, you finally get it. You're coming to a screaming crash as you see the fiery explosion remains of the original car that you blew up directly in front of you at 100 meters. So that's his go. That leaves us with Octane. It's your go. You're driving rapidly at this car crash. You're going to try to evade around it?
Yeah, just drive around it. I mean, it's not like it takes up the entire desert, right?
No. So go ahead and roll me a drive auto.
26.
26. Okay, so you have managed to evade. You are on the other side of the truck now, and nobody has a clear shot. Do you want to use the rest of your turn to get clear shots for the rest of your team? Or do you have something else in mind?
I'm going to stay here for now, because if that motherfucker shoots another missile, it's going to hit the truck. So.
Okay, so you're going to are you going to stop the vehicle here?
Yeah. I'll stop because I'm going to ask them what they want to do. So I'm going to stop and then, you know, free action talking. How do you guys want to do this?
Let's have a 5-minute plan.
It's going to take way too long to get this this truck. Yeah, this thing's still functional, right? The fucking cargo truck. From where I'm sitting in like my cockpit, can I see like the door? Does there seem to be like a keypad or anything on there? What are we looking at?
So you're talking about the door into the cab?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have any sort of handle. It looks like it might be fob opened.
I'll fucking distract them or something. Mono's gonna just fucking hop out just off the top of the car and just run towards one of the fucking crashed, one of the destroyed cars. I'm looking for a body.
Okay, so after Mono goes off, I'm gonna take off back around. I'm gonna cause a distraction. I'm gonna distract the fucking weird thing.
Okay. So
I'm popping my skate feet, by the way, so I can move as fast as possible.
Well, Mono, it is actually your go. So okay. You're not too far from the crashed vehicle.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and roll me a perception.
Perception? All right. Mm-hmm. What is happening? Okay, cool. 27.
So with a 27, you see that there are some, there's like two bodies burning in the vehicle, and there is an upper torso of another on the right side of the vehicle where you can remain undercover, but there is a full body of a person on the other side, but you will expose yourself to this Borg.
Do I see anything that would act as a fob?
No. You don't see anything on the people.
I don't see anything. So I'm just searching pockets, maybe.
Okay.
You said there's a torso?
There is a upper torso.
Okay. And what kind of uniforms does it have on? What are we looking at here?
You're looking at Miltech security guards.
Okay, cool. Then, like, I'm imagining that there's probably, like shirt or vest pockets or something on the front, and I'm going to just like root around in those looking for key card or something. Mm-hmm.
The two in the vehicle don't, well, I mean, you can't really make out anything. They're pretty much burned to a crisp at this point.
Yeah.
The one, the upper torso and the full body, they're both wearing Miltech uniforms.
Gotcha.
So you're going to search through the pockets?
Yes.
Of the torso.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll me another perception.
Cool. 13.
13. Well, you happen to find a fob in one of the pockets, but it is damaged.
All right. Cool. I'm assuming that that's good for my turn for now, assuming initiative
that
orders.
That is, yeah.
So we'll, yep. I'll say what I'll do on the next round.
Okay. So that brings us to the remaining vehicle of Bad Guys. They, at this point, are going to circle back. And they're going to be driving from where they were on the hill when you drove past them. They're going to drive back down towards where you guys went behind the truck. And that's pretty much going to be their end of their turn. Which brings us to Sharpshot.
So this car has now come around the where basically me and Octane are.
Yeah, you guys at this point are now about 50 meters from him.
From the car, not the dude.
No, from the dude. She drove around the truck to cause a distraction, so she's just coming around the corner, and he's 50 yards from that corner.
But I mean, if I'm still behind the truck where we stopped, because it wasn't my turn yet, then...
Did you get out?
Well, I probably would have.
But okay, well, then, yeah, you'll be behind the truck. You tell me these things, Daniel. I assumed you stayed in the car.
I'm not that safe. But you said the other car did come around.
It's coming around. It's okay. Not there yet. Where it's at right now, it's just approaching Mono.
What? How tall is this convoy truck?
Convoy trucks are about probably about 15, 20 foot.
any visible ladders on it?
Yes. You have one on the side you're standing on.
And is there anything like on top of it, or is it just kind of flat on top?
It looks, from where you're standing, looks like it's probably just like a flat cargo truck. It looks like this is a Connex mounted on the back of this truck, essentially.
Either way, I think I'm going to use my grapple hand, and I'm just going to try and aim it at like the top rung of the ladder.
Okay.
And try and, I'm not sure what you have to roll for the grapple hand to attach.
Honestly, if you're not doing anything crazy, I'm not going to make you roll.
Yeah, I just want to do that so it pulls me up, and then I'll climb up. Am I able to do anything else after doing that?
No. You've moved your full movement at that point. You use the grapple to grapple up, and then you've moved up the ladder.
But I'm on top of it now.
You're on top of the truck. Are you standing?
I'll stand.
Okay.
That's fine.
You're standing on the truck.
So I can see the big guy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, big guy. And then that's going to be my action. That was my reaction of yelling at him.
You're on top of
the convoy truck.
Convoy truck. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's see who he's more interested in. Okay. So you yell this. You see him turn, look at you, and then he cracks his wrist and fires another rocket at Octane. So that is a 18 to hit.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, whew.
It gets harder to shoot rockets when they're closer.
Oh, thank God, because I rolled shit.
What'd you roll?
I got a 21.
Nah.
I rolled a 2.
So, once again, he cracks this rocket off, and it explodes. And you manage to just get ahead of the rocket. It explodes behind you, and it lurches the car forward.
Oh, wait. That wasn't a 21. It was a 20, but...
Well, either way, you still pass. So, you lurch forward, and you gain control of the vehicle again. And he turns back around... and faces his back to your vehicle. He's currently staring down Sharpshot.
Okay.
So that brings us to your go.
So how far away is he from the truck? The convoy. The
convoy, he's
whatever.
He's like 25 meters away.
All right. But the other cars are going on the other side where I don't want them to go, right? So mm-hmm. I'm going to go towards them.
Okay, so you're going to start driving at them.
Let's play a game of chicken, shall we?
Oh.
you're gonna have to get in front of them then.
Okay.
Because currently they are here. Car crash is here. You're here. So you're going to have to drive at them.
It's going to be funny if this car's off.
So we're going to use your whole turn to drive at them?
Yeah, let's play a game of chicken.
Okay.
See if they move.
So, first I have to see if they even see you, because you're driving into where they're driving to. They do. They definitely do. That is a 28. So he sees you, and he immediately jerks the car to the left. And...
chicken.
We'll see how he reacts. Oh, no. So he jerks it to the left and immediately skirts around to where you'll hit the driver's side of the car. And immediately plow in the driver's side of the vehicle. Your vehicle is going to be taking 9 points of damage.
That's fine.
It's nothing.
Yeah, that's fine. You should have armored up. Should be armored. Mm-hmm. And you'll be denting in the driver's side. They're also going to be taking 9 points of damage, but the driver's side door will not open now on theirs.
Okay. Just like a clip, not a full T-bone.
Oh, they got a full T-bone, but they're both armored vehicles, gotcha. So
fair enough.
Dense to them. It's like playing bumper cars with monster trucks.
Nice.
But that does bring us to Mono's go.
Cool. So, Mono is going to kind of do her little skate around and like tuck in by the convoy truck. Like just like up against it, right by the door, and she's gonna go ahead and pop out her tool hand. And I just want to, I'm just trying to get a few uses out of this fucking thing. So I am going to go ahead, using my field expertise ability, to essentially jerry-rig this thing up for a limited amount of time rather than fully repairing this fob.
Okay, so I need you to roll me a electronic security tech.
Okay. 22.
So, as you're looking at this, you realize this is a very advanced piece of tech.
Okay.
You're looking it over, you're trying to do this quickly. And you happen to notice that you've worked on something similar to this when you created a remote detonator.
Okay.
So since it seems familiar enough, a 22 will pass.
Okay.
As you repair this fob. Now you will get one use out of it, and after that, it will not be able to be repaired.
Well, technically, it could get 70 minutes out of it. Which I'm cool with narrowing down to saying 7 uses out of it. Because it's per every rank of field expertise I have, which is 7. I'm really good at this. But yeah, that's fine. I'm right by next to the door. I'm fucking. I'm just going to hold it up to the thing.
Okay. So as you hold it up, you hear a click and the door swings open.
All right. I'm hopping up in there and... that is my turn for now.
Okay, so as you hop up in there, you notice that everything is pretty much computer operated.
Okay.
And then we are going to switch over to the car that you just plowed into, Octane. They see you.
I hope so.
And the turret gunner immediately opens fire on you. Yeah, you ain't evading anywhere when you're at a full stop.
But I can, like...
I mean, you can, but you're going to get penalties. Let's see here. It probably isn't going to hit you, honestly. No. They shoot the crap out of the front of your car. And you got some bullet holes, but they completely miss you.
I'll flip them off.
And the guy in the driver's seat is also going to attempt to shoot you. But he's got a pistol, so. So that's going to hit. Did you equip this ARP-armored vehicle with additional bulletproof glass?
I'm sure it's Octane.
So okay, yes. So you went the full Monty. I know you guys spent a bit. So you're going to... let's see. It's going to ablate your vehicle armor. By, okay, 1, because it's 3 points of damage as he shoots the pistol into the window. And the window stops it. And that is their turn. This brings us to Sharpshot.
All right. Did you say the big guy moved last time?
He did.
How close is he to me now?
He just turned around. He didn't move. He turned around. He's still the same 25. Yards.
Okay, 25 makes it even easier. But he turned away from me. He's facing me.
He's facing you.
Oh, now. That's fine. Yeah, I'm going to shoot him with my armor-piercing crossbow.
Go for it, cowboy.
That is a 24.
24 hits. Roll me some damage.
All right.
No, wait. I'm sorry.
You sure?
No, yeah, it is. Sorry, I was looking at the chart wrong. It's sniper.
It's way low because he said...
it's way low, yeah. I was looking at the sniper. I was like, no, sniper doesn't hit.
No, I would have hit it if I would have even... well, if I would have rolled like a 2 on my dice. Darn it, no 6s yet. 13 with an armor-piercing arrow.
Okay.
Bolt. So it could potentially ablate if it gets past his armor.
It ablates how much?
An extra 1 if it gets past his armor. Because the armor-piercing stuff's always just ablates an extra 1 mm-hmm. if it... gets through.
If you break the armor, yeah.
Yeah, and then I am going to go to ground, and I don't mean the actual physical ground. I'm going to, like, onto the, on the top of the facing his direction. So like that way at least my head is towards him, but even if I can't be seen, you know.
So you shoot the bolt. The bolt bounces off of him like it's nothing.
That's fine. I don't care.
And then you drop for cover. It's his turn. And so Octane, Mono, you guys see dust getting kicked up around the windows of your vehicles. When all of a sudden, Mono, you feel the truck shake. Sharp shot. He has jumped from the ground directly onto the back end of the truck and is directly in front of you. He is going to take a swipe with the Wolver Claws. Okay, you can evade, yes.
I'll channel my inner Dale Gribble. let's see. That is still a 16.
It's a hit.
That's fine.
So you are going to take 11 points of damage from the first Wolven Call. All right, so he's going to take an attack with the second Wolven Call. And that one is...
Oh my god, no.
Oh, luckily Dale Gribble wins again. It's still a... 16.
That's a 20.
At least I haven't been rolling terrible whenever I...
So this one is going to be 10 points of damage. So, Octane's go.
I'm going to back up and go. Where? I don't know.
I was going to say, where?
I'm just trying to like get them to follow me. So I'm just going to...
Oh, if you wanted these guys' attention, you have it now.
Like, right.
The many... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to drive like away from where... Because I don't know if Mono's gone in or not because I've been paying attention to them. So I'm going to drive away from where I had dropped Mono off. So.
Okay, so do you want to go back up the hill, back towards Night City on the main road, or do you want to go further into the waste?
Further into the waste. It's Octane. She knows her way around here.
Okay. So you're going to go past the truck, and they're going to continue following. Are you going to use your whole turn to drive?
Yeah, if I know they're following me, like, I'm not just going to take off if I see them still sitting there, so.
Oh, the minute you hit it in reverse and then spin out, they just immediately start coming after you.
Okay.
So they're going to use their whole turn to chase you. The gunner is going to attempt to fire on you again, but he... No, that's a... fumble and a half. No, he just shoots around you with a heavy gun and it's not hitting anything. But they are chasing you effectively now. Which does bring us to Mono.
Alright. I'm looking inside this the cab of the truck. Does it look like I can like drive this truck? Or do I have to like set up like the computer for it or something?
Roll me a land-based vehicle tech.
All right.
Well, I'll give you a choice. You can either use cyber tech or land-based vehicle tech for this.
I'll take land-based vehicle. 24.
Okay, with a 24, you notice that by hitting a few toggles, you can shut off the ability of remote control and turn it back onto just like, you know, regular drive.
Okay, cool. And am I aware that Big Dragon Dude is up on the back of the truck now?
I think you can safely assume with the big thump, something's happened back there.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to hit those toggles to turn it into like manual drive, essentially. And... then knowing that that dude's up there, the sharp shot is up there, fighting this dude all alone, I am going to just, like, reach a hand out on the outside of the, like, the cab, because I still have the door open, I assume, and just fucking swing myself up there onto the top of the truck.
Okay, roll me an athletics for that one.
Okay. 19.
19. Okay, so you managed to like hoist yourself up and do like a backflip onto the back of the truck.
All right.
And landed perfectly.
Cool. That's my turn.
So that brings us to Sharp Shots Go.
Excellent. I'm debating on how I want to do this, but so I think, well, I'm going to get up and attempt to use an incendiary grenade on him.
All right, go for it.
So since I'm close to him, I'm trying to like kind of hand it to him inadvertently. Like, is he wearing some type of clothes? I know he's all Borged out, but is he?
No, he's not wearing clothes at all. It is all armor and Borg. It's just a full exoskeleton suit. No arms, no legs. They are all robotic.
Yeah, let's say you said no arms.
Yeah, I'll say there's no arms. Like, it is literally just head and torso attached to a metal frame.
So you got some big hands.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I'm going to pull out the incendiary grenade, and I kind of want to just kind of like hand it to him into one of his hands. I assume he's been moving his hands, kind of like I just kind of put it in his hand. I don't care if it goes off while I'm handing it to him. I'm going to...
Well, the hands are both limped, and one's got a rocket popped out of it, and the other one has a machine gun popped out of it. So,
oh, see, that's great, because his rocket's right there, right? His
missile launcher? Are you going to try to throw it into the rocket launcher?
Oh, yeah, it's got a turret, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like...
All right, that's a called shot, so go ahead and roll for me.
Well, I am point blank, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to help me?
I feel like since you're throwing it, it's not going to help or hurt. Right. If you were trying to like jam it in there, I might give you a little bit of a penalty, but I'm going to say it's not going to help or hurt.
And I'm using athletics for this, right?
You are, yes. Thrown.
It is a 25.
25. He shoots. And it goes straight in.
He scores. 24. An incendiary grenade.
24. So it goes in. That's 24 points of damage directly to the rocket launcher as well. So as it explodes, it causes a chain reaction explosion of a rocket that is already lodged in there, ready to fire. And he will take an additional 25 points of damage. And that arm is out of commission. The entire arm is out of commission. So go ahead and roll me 2 sixes. I forgot you called shot.
9.
Well, in addition to the already damage due to damage taken, the upper Wolverclaw is also damaged and not usable anymore. So that entire right-hand side is completely out of commission.
That's how I roll. And I just realized the weapon I could have been using this entire time to possibly disable him.
Well, with that being said, it's his turn, and he is going to open full auto on you and on Mono.
Okay.
So we've got full auto fire on you. You need to make me a reflex. Or I guess, a dodge.
Evasion? Okay.
Yes, that's the one.
So 19 from me.
25.
Okay, Mono, you are going to take damage. And you, Sharpshot, have actually jumped off the side of the vehicle and are hanging on the ladder now.
Put that there for a reason.
So you are going to take 36 points of damage as he opens fire on you.
All right.
How you doing, Mono? How you looking?
Rough.
Rough.
Fucking rough. What's the seriously wounded threshold?
Here, seriously wounded is half your hit points rounded up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you there right now?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so you're going to take a -2 to all actions, and you need to be stabilized, which is a DV 13.
Okay.
Which actually brings us to her. It is now officially Octane's turn. They are on your ass.
Can I roll a perception to see if there's anything around me? Like, I know it's waste, but there's like, you know, there's stuff in the waste. What I'm trying to do is like dip and dodge and get them to crash and die?
There is some sort of wind turbine out here on a slight dune. And then you have a few dunes out here to your right, which isn't too far from the hit site.
Okay. So, yeah. I'll head towards the dunes first.
Okay. You're going full throttle, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me your driveline vehicle.
21.
First fucking dune. 1 and a 9.
Legit.
Legit. So, first dune, you go around it, they go over it. They do not land it. They go ass up and immediately crash. Wheels in the air. They are out of commish. I don't know how you assholes have managed to fuck this all up for me.
Plot armor.
Plot armor.
So, Octane, since you used literally half your turn to do that, what do you want to do the other half?
All right, let's try to... So, all right, wheels up. I'm going to... What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn around and face that car. You know, turn around my car, face the car.
Uh-huh.
My rocket launcher out. Hang out the side and just...
You're just going to coup de grace them. I'm just going to give it to you because they're not moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to... And I'm not using, like, Big Bertha. I'm using the regular, like...
I'm just going to give it to you because they just got into a freaking car accident. Definitely going to be the turret gunner dead. Definitely driver's going to be concussed. Not going to see a rocket launcher coming towards the side of their car. So... Congratulations on the coup de grace. It explodes into a fire explosion with car shrapnel flying everywhere.
And then with whatever's left of my turn, I'm just going to take off back towards them.
That's it. Coup de grace was the end.
Okay, so I'm going to stand there and watch. Or sit there and watch.
So that brings us to Mono. Though you have been you have taken damage, you've managed to duck down onto the top of the truck itself so that you are behind cover now.
Cool. I'm going to immediately blow that cover. And you said this dude's right side is out of commission?
Yes, the entire right side is out of commission.
Cool. She's fucking bloody and hurting, but she's just going to whip out like her fucking Polynesian war club and just jump up, like press off with one of her feet and then just like essentially just like roller skate grind along the side of the truck to his right side and just swing into him.
So you're gonna go on the right side, which is where Sharpshot is.
Sharpshot's off down. Like the side of the truck on a ladder
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's hanging on the ladder, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to stay up top and do this? Yes. Or you're going to go hanging off the side?
No, I'm up top, but I'm using okay. my skate feet to grind along the edge of the side to just get in right on his side and maybe even behind him if I can manage. But I'm going for my attacks.
Okay, so you're grinding down the side. First, roll me in. Roll athletics.
20.
Okay, I'll let you have that one.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna make my two
now
attacks.
Go ahead and roll your attacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
That puts me to 23 to hit.
That is a hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay.
Actually, no, sorry. I have to evade.
Yeah.
His entire right side is out. I'm gonna give him -4, so... No, then you will succeed, yeah, because he got 24, so...
Nice. Yeah. Thank God.
So go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. Well, 13 points of damage, ignoring half armor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go ahead and make that second attack.
Okay. So you smack him right in the center of the chest.
Okay. You said he's still got a sort of organic head.
Yeah, I mean, you can see like there's some shiny bits, so it looks like he's got some dermal plating and stuff, but nothing crazy.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go ahead and fucking go for that called shot then, because otherwise I'm gonna
going for that
die.
Headshot. All right, let's go.
All right, cool. Blowing luck on it, of course. 20 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, thank God.
They don't move fast.
Oh, there we go. Cool. That is 2 sixes. So that's going to put me at 15. 15 points of damage. Double whatever goes past his face armor.
Yeah.
And with a crit on top of it. So another 5. Okay, a 2. On the 2d6.
Oh, shit. All right, so you smashed right into his left eye.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's not having a good day.
Cool. And
he's not looking too hot either. His face looks a little fucked up after that one.
She kind of like, after that, she like brings in her swings on the grind and then just kind of like rolls and is just right there on the edge of the back of the truck now behind him. And that's my turn.
So that brings us to Sharpie Shot.
All right.
Sharp Shot, please save me.
He's going to use something he hasn't used yet. His skills. No, just kidding.
Common sense.
No, you're not going to get that. Thumb will pull out the microwaver.
Oh, fuck. All right.
So it basically acts like a heavy pistol.
Yep.
And I'm going to shoot at the guy.
Yep.
That is a 19 to hit him.
That is a hit. Go ahead and roll some damage.
All right, so technically he doesn't take damage.
I'm not even going to roll at this point.
No,
because
no.
He's got a negative 10 to all actions.
So this is what happens. So does he have the skill Cybertech? Because that's the identifying, understanding, and repairing cybernetics.
Yes.
So he has to make a DV15 Cybertech check.
Failed by 1.
All right, so then the GM gets to choose 2 pieces of their cyberware or carried electronics to become inoperable for a minute. Because it doesn't do any actual damage, it just deactivates Cybertech.
Cool. So the jets that seem to be coming off the back of his feet completely deactivate and he falls to his knees. That's 2. 1 leg, 2 leg.
I'll let that fly.
All right, so there's Sharp Shot. That brings us to his go. So his entire body goes limp, and you see a red blinking light start to blink in a pattern on the backside of his armor, Mono. And it begins to grow more rapidly.
What is my expertise in explosives? Tell me about this. Not an explosion.
Your watching of action flicks has told you that this is probably self-detonation.
Okay. Considering that we've already encountered someone who had a self-detonation, I assume that it'd probably be easier to figure out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's acting like a self-detonation, yes.
Is it doesn't gonna give up explode any sound. This turn?
I can't tell you that. All I can tell you is it doesn't make any sound, but the light is blinking faster than when it started.
Okay. No, I'm just asking, like right now as he's going, is it gonna go off?
No, he's okay. Ended his turn.
Okay, gotcha.
But that since he's ended his turn, it is now Octane's turn.
So now, I'm going to drive back towards the big old truck.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll get there next round.
Okay.
So you use your whole turn and you floor it towards the truck. You've seen Mono rail grind and smack the shit out of this dude. And you watched as Sharpshot seemed to have shot something at him and his legs deactivated. And now he's gone completely limp.
Fuck yeah, as I'm saying to nobody in the car because I'm alone.
So that brings us to Mono's turn.
Sharpshot, can you get him off the fucking truck at least? And I'm just gonna like drop down like off the side of the truck so that I'm not in the path of the explosion, hopefully.
See, I figured what you were gonna do was jump into the truck to start driving it.
I can do that, but I don't think I can start driving. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. You can start driving if he's still on there. I got this.
Okay, cool. Then I'll fucking drop off, skate around to the front of the truck, and get back in the cab.
Okay.
You're going to start this thing going.
So you're into the cab. That is your full move.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to Sharpshot's turn.
All right. So I knew his right side quit working, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I'm moving. I'm going to pull myself up, move to his right side, mm-hmm. and attempt to push him off to his right side to the left. Then I think is the way that we go.
Yes.
Because I want his right side on my side so that way I know he can't use those arms.
So you're trying to push him off while you're physically pushing his right side so he cannot do anything to you.
Or at least, yeah, at least he can't grab me with those arms.
Okay.
And I will use as much strength as I can if I need to. Put that linear frame to the test.
Well, good sir. What is your strength?
Oh, hey, I'll also activate my magnetic shoes.
Like, that's going
to
help.
To keep me, in case he tries to pull me with him or something. It keeps me grounded.
So,
my strength is, or my body is a 12.
Body's a 12. You are barely moving this guy.
That's fine.
He's moved like maybe half an inch with you pushing. That brings it to his turn. Before, the light was blinking in 3-second intervals. It is now blinking in 2-second intervals. And he ends his turn, bringing it to Octane. You are at the truck.
And I see, like, I saw them trying to move this fucker.
Well, yeah. Just me. Mono's not on the roof.
I'm just going to yell up, because I'm there, right? I'm just going to yell up, like, what's going on? Because I don't know the fucker's blinking, so.
Wasn't the vehicle started, too? The big truck is started?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trying to get him off here.
He's going to explode.
Oh, fuck. Sharpshot, you might want to jump off of there. I'm going to kind of not be by this thing if it explodes. So.
That's advice.
So you're going to drive ahead of the truck. Okay, so you drive a good 100 meters ahead of the truck. You going to end your turn? Just keep that pace?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've driven ahead of the truck. Monos, go.
Cool. I'm in control of this truck. I'm driving this truck.
You are in control
of this truck.
Cool. Yep.
You said we came down a hill, correct?
Yes, you did.
All right. Sorry, Sharpshot.
No, that's fine. I have another plan if this doesn't work.
How steep is this hill?
I'd say it's probably like a 50-degree incline.
Gotcha. I'm going to gun this truck for that hill and hope that gravity does the work.
Okay, so you're going to use your entire turn to gun towards the hill, putting mm-hmm. you about halfway up the hill. He does begin to slide towards the back, but just a little. Because that puts you halfway up the hill. Yeah, he's going to slide like a couple feet towards the back of the truck. He's in the center of the truck right now. He's gradually sliding towards the end. You aren't sliding at all because you've got your magnetic shoes on. But that does put us at his turn. The 2-second intervals begin to be blinking between 1-second intervals. And he ends his turn. Octane, the truck has made a 90-degree turn straight for this hill that you guys came down. And you can see that he's sliding off the back, but not quite enough. Still got a ways to go towards the end.
I'll keep where I'm. Keep going.
Okay. Sharpshot, go ahead.
I have another plan. So he's kind of been, like, he's been sliding back, but his body's mostly stayed in the same pose, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to grab my bag. Well, climb, or yeah, I tried to push him. I'm going to grab my bag and take one of my incendiary grenades, right? So I'm going to hang my bag on, like, one of his limbs that hasn't moved. And I'm going to toss the incendiary grenade in there as well, into the bag. So he's kind of just holding this bag. And be like, hey, you dropped this, buddy. And then I'm going to try and go to ground enough on the truck. Like, I'll use my legs as my best choice to go to ground. Because in that bag is 10 rockets. So I'm hoping this grenade sets said rockets off and will at least propel him off the truck. I might get hit.
I love how you're trying to use cartoon logic for an explosion.
That's fine. There's gunpowder.
This is cyberpunk, bro.
Okay. So you're going to go prone after setting off this incendiary grenade with the rocket hanging off of him. Or the bag of rockets hanging off of him. Okay. So it goes off. It deals its damage. It also deals... Let's see here. Since you went prone and you're within 5 meters of it. So you're going to take... That is 47 points of damage.
Now, does armor ablate any of that?
Well, of course armor would ablate, but it would only ablate once.
I mean, that's fine.
Okay. So...
So it's 47 total or just...
47 total damage.
So I can... That's fine ablating once because that'll take 8 damage off.
Yeah, you'll take 8 damage off. So that'll be 39 points of damage you're going to take.
I am still alive, I believe.
I would also say that there is a giant exploded hole in this fucking back end.
Yep, I am still alive. I am, and what was the one thing? But I'm badly burned.
Badly burned. What's your hit points? Like, what are you at right now?
Wouldn't you want to know?
Are you less than half?
Oh, yeah, way less than half.
Okay, so -2 to all actions.
It's going
to
be like, no, it's probably the mortally wounded.
It's mortally wounded is only when you have less than 1 HP.
Oh, yeah, that's right before that then.
Yeah, so it's seriously wounded.
All right.
Anywhere less than half.
My Santa suit.
Yeah, that Santa suit's fucking gone. So, you are prone, burnt to an almost crisp. There is a giant fucking hole in the back end of this truck. Mono, you're still driving up this hill. Octane, you see this giant explosion and shrapnel and pieces of metal, large pieces of metal just thrown everywhere. And a piece lands in front of you with a red blinking light and it goes off. And all you see is a little bit of electricity shoot through some of the metal and your arm kind of goes limp. Your arm is also going to be taking 23 points of pulse damage, but you feel like it, you see sparks shoot out of it, so it looks like it's been fried a little bit.
I just got this fucking arm.
So it is a free state at this point. There are no enemies left. What do you guys want to do?
Do I see the truck slowing down at all?
I don't know.
I'm assuming that I realize that this dude doesn't exist on the back of it anymore. Yeah?
I would say so, since the explosion kind of jarred the truck everywhere.
Okay, cool. I would like to drive this thing back down the hill and onto the road, and I will then bring it to a stop.
All right, so you're going back down. Truck pulls up in front of you.
Okay, I'm going to go check on Sharpshot.
I figure how I'm sitting, because my feet are magnetized to it, is I'm kind of where you're like,
your knees are on the ground and I'm laying back, like, so my waist back is laying down and my knees are the only thing that's up to keep my feet there.
I'm going to need you to resist torture drug right now.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I love resisting torture. That's last rate.
You're climbing up the ladder right now, Octane.
That mono's hopping out.
That is a 14.
No, you're blacking out, my dude.
but I figure how I'm connected to
how
it.
Much That's HP do you have?
5.
Yeah, you're definitely fucking blocking out.
Nice.
So you get up there and he's not looking too good and he is not conscious.
Well, is he bleeding or is it just is he fried?
There's a little bit of everything. He's got third degree burns over majority of his body and you can see blood coming out of certain spots.
I'm going to attempt first aid to at least attempt to stabilize him.
Okay. He's got shrapnel hanging out in his body too, so.
That's a 14.
Yeah. You managed to patch some wounds. You've pulled out small amounts of shrapnel and kind of bandaged him up best you could with what you got in the field kit. He looks stabilized. As you look down and Mono's trying to climb the ladder, she's not looking too good either.
Well, fuck.
I'm not climbing the ladder. I'm going towards the ladder. I'm going towards the back of the truck. I'm gonna pop this baby open.
Ah, well then.
Okay, yeah. What's your hit point looking like, Mono?
20.
Oh, yeah, you'll be up and kicking then.
Oh no, you're a big boy. I was gonna say, I'm gonna try to climb down the.
No.
You're a big boy.
That, and I don't know if the magnetized.
Shoes. Oh no, that's a conscious effort. That magnetization is gonna be. That. Yeah.
I'm just gonna yell out because I'm not sure where Mono is. Mono!
What's up?
I'm gonna need help getting Sharp Shot down. I don't know Mono's rough either. So.
Yeah, you remember when we were down at the bottom of the ocean and we couldn't move him? Yeah, we're not gonna be able to move him when he's out of the water either. You just have to wait for him to come around.
He looks like he is like dead, but breathing. I don't think he's gonna come around soon.
Ah, fine. Or you can just stay up there. I'll just drive with him on top. Look, sister, we're gonna have to push him off, and then he's gonna hit the ground and whatever. Like, I wouldn't risk it. We can't carry him. It's impossible. Have you seen that thing? No.
Okay. Well,
you got rope or anything? We'll just secure him to the top while we're driving.
I do. I'm going to get down into my car because I do have some in the trunk.
Okay.
So.
So you're going to cut.
I mean, he's stabilized.
You going to National Lampoon him?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Except for dragging off of the.
Yeah. Like,
bro's wearing a linear frame. We don't have the body to do this. Nope. We literally cannot.
Right. You right. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and say you take some time and do that. I'm not even going to make you roll for tying a knot. I think you can tie one by now. So we're going to fast forward a little bit to you two sitting at the back of the truck. The doors are open. The lights are out inside.
Just whip out a flashlight. Just shine it in there.
When you whip out a flashlight and you're scanning around, you see some cybernetic limbs here and there. Your flashlight, as you're going left to right, hits three tanks full of green liquid. It seems to be bubbling. As you look in there, these looks like some heavy duty mods. One's an arm. One seems to be some sort of dermal plating. And the other one seems to be a set of eyes. As you scan more to the right, you see there are 4 bodies. They seem to be attached to wires and some sort of gizmos showing their heart rates.
Yeah, that doesn't look good, Mono.
Those look pretty interesting. I take it those might be. I don't know what's up with the people, though. I'm going to hop up in the truck and just kind of wander over there. If I find a light, I'm going to flick on the light. I'm sure there's like a keypad by the door or something.
There is, but it doesn't seem like any of the electronics besides these machines are working right now.
Fair enough.
You know, a giant hole was blown into the fucking top end. I mean,
okay, I didn't know if it resisted that or not.
No, okay. No. There is a backup. You can tell there's a backup source of energy to run these seven things. But other than that, like it's dead in here. There's no lights. There's no nothing.
What's up with the peoples?
So you have two males and two females. As you're looking at them, I need both. Are you in the back of the truck, Octane?
Yeah.
I need both of you to roll human perceptions.
17?
Six.
So with 17, you notice some familiar features on one of the females. As you get to looking closer and your light kind of shines up, it's Firefox.
Hey, Mono.
What's up?
That's Firefox.
I shine a light over there. It was probably not Firefox.
Throw you off a little bit because the hair is not done at all. There's no cosmetics. It looks like almost like a blank slate. But you notice because of the way the face looks. A constant state of bitchiness.
Is this like a clone or something? I'm going to look around. Is there like any, I don't know, paperwork? Because there's paper in this world. Like data pad or anything with anything on it to explain this?
Roll me a perception.
These other people, do they have familiar faces at all?
21?
Not to you, no. You got a 21 for perception? So, you do happen to find a data pad. You open the data pad up, and it only has one file. It says replacement. As you go through the file, you get to four more files named Enigma, Firefox, and the other two names you don't know. It's just generic names like Jake, and the other one is a Sarah.
I'm going to get my agent out. Going to take a picture of the people. I'm going to take a picture of the shit on the data pad because I don't have anything to transfer the fucking data. And I'm sending it to Firefox.
And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jimbas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Heh, just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.